The moments when things go wrong are often the most revealing in any customer relationship. They expose the gaps in process, the limitations of design, and the assumptions that are embedded in how we communicate. But for brands that get it right, these moments can also be the most powerful because the way an organization really responds to customer friction defines whether it earns trust or loses it. Welcome to the CX Breakroom. My name is Sheetal, and on today's episode, we're going to be catching up with Matija Kapic, the head of solution engineering for Asia at Infobip, and he works with some of the region's most ambitious brands to transform operational challenges into strategic CX or customer experience opportunities. We explore how intent-led design, intelligent automation, and human-centered architecture can turn service moments into value-generating conversations. Thank you, Matija, for doing this for us, and welcome to the CX Breakroom. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, Sheetal, for the introduction and greetings to all your listeners.
Absolutely. And I'm sure they're looking forward to your perspectives. And the first one I'm hoping you will give us has to do with how, or rather, what it actually means to turn what we understand as a customer challenge into a meaningful conversation.
Yeah, so in order to turn a customer challenge into a meaningful conversation, we need to hit the sentiment of the customer, right? Sometimes customers reach out with different sentiments. It might be quality of product, it might be support issue, it might be something else related to it. And it's usually important to turn it into meaningful conversation when we initially immediately address the concern of the customer that they have. So that conversation that customer starts needs to immediately start addressing their concerns in a way that they expect it to be addressed. And it also needs to be aligned with the branding, right? So if customer is using your brand, they're probably aligned to it. And the conversation, when it starts, needs to be guided in a direction where it aligns with the brand, with what customer wants, and also with the image of the company, of the brand in the public marketplace. So when the customer is interacting with the brand, when we address their emotional needs, which are stemming from the problem that they're reaching out about, we can immediately get their engagement and the conversation can continue in a natural way towards resolving the problem that customer has.
Absolutely. And in your experience, I'm sure, Matija, you've seen a lot of organizations stumble in certain ways with respect to getting this right. So what are some of the common reasons why this really happens in organizations?
A lot of organizations are designed around functions. So customer experience is in the mind of those organizations, of course, but there's always a lot of emphasis on the efficiency of that journey, maybe not always focus on all the collaborating parts within the organization. So we often see that there are teams or groups or departments in organizations that don't get necessarily to put an input into the planning of the customer experience, or maybe they don't have the necessary authority, or maybe there's not just enough time for everybody to voice their needs during the planning of the customer experience. What we should have organizations do is organize around objective and put functions sort of like on a backseat. Of course, functions contribute to everything that's needed. But when it comes to customer experience, it's important to address emotional needs of the customers first, and then look towards optimizations and efficiencies that usually function-based organizations look for.
I'm glad you brought the word emotional over here because I'm about to talk about something else which does not have too much of emotion, automation. In fact, all of us get a little taken aback when you say automation because it's often seen as a cost cutting. What does it really take from your perspective, Matija, to deploy automation in a way that actually improves customer experience?
Yeah, like first to start, automation is not elimination of workforce. Automation is elimination of that work that we all consider boring, maybe sometimes, or maybe it needs to be addressed like through some systematic approach. But ultimately, what it enables is to humans to actually focus on what matters, right? Imagine an agent in a customer care service. Instead of spending 2 minutes clicking all the check boxes to collect the information on user, imagine that person immediately being able to talk to user about what something that matters to that user because there's automation that recognizes what user needs and what are their requirements, right? So that's where automation actually comes in. Usually the key challenge in automation is the data availability, and of course connecting the data to emotion. We have a lot of, especially big companies, they have data stored in different locations. Integrating that data is one of the challenges. Building a knowledge, sometimes if we involve AI into automation, building knowledge is also very important to do. And then how do we analyze the customer intent and connect it to that data? So if we have a customer who's upset about something, maybe they're upset about their last purchase. So that's a straightforward connection to look immediately into it. But that's a very simple example. We have much more complex systems, banking, e-commerce, where there's bigger storage of data. And then we need to find all these effective ways to connect it into some sensible heap, let's call it like that. And then to figure out what to automate there to help the people serving the customers, serving the market, get actionable intel to address the customer once the customer reaches out.
And you also brought up intent, right? And this seems the big theme these days, Matya, when we talk customer experience, right? And it yet is a very complex word to understand and unbox and unpack. Where does design, or rather intent-based design, really unlock the most value?
You know, long since right at the beginning of the conversation. So it's important to understand what customer wants and what kind of mood the customer is in. Intent helps us to identify also what customer wants to do. So often when customer reaches out, if the intent is not clear, there might be some time spent on addressing the what customer actually wants. And if it's not properly done, you could spend significant amount of time frustrating the customer until the customer manages to explain what it is. So intent comes right at the beginning when the triaging is happening or figuring out right away what happens with the customer. Think of it, analog example to this would be you enter the store and you say what you want and the store clerk immediately starts figuring out what is your problem before they start helping you. That's where intent comes in a digital process as well. Immediately, the identification needs to happen and it needs to be accurate. Inaccurate identification can be maybe less than 1%. There are steps that we can put triage to prevent that or correct it if it happens. But ideally, it helps connecting the user, the customer directly to the problem-solving steps that are relevant to their experience.
Yeah. And it always helps to have an example or an anecdote from your recent experience or from any of our guests' experience. So if you could add one of those to see how this really plays out in real life, in practice.
Yeah, we have many examples. I usually always love to bring the example of a digital insurance. It's a digital insurer that onboarded through our solutions. They pretty much introduced two personalities into the chatbot. First one is the serious one, which addresses terms and conditions related topics. And the second one is the joyful if the customer wants to ask something less serious than terms and conditions. And of course, there's also detection where if the customer is asking and is maybe promising to be a converted customer who wants to buy insurance or maybe do a claim, then the intent directs the customer to the agent, right? So a lot of that is fronted in front, automated. But when there's a meaningful conversation or action that the customer needs somebody to talk to, then they're directed to the agent who addresses their needs, right? So purchase a policy or claim damage or something of that sort. So that's my personal favorite because there's two personalities, right? You can have a very serious conversation with a chatbot, be directed to agent and purchase the policy after asking questions, what is covered, for example. Or you can have a very simple conversation, just chit-chatting and joking, figuring out what the insurance does, they're similar, and that's your conversation, right? It addresses this emotional need of people understand having feeling that they're talking to something more than just machine. And in case there is an actual intel needed, then it goes into agent and then that real person takes over and does whatever the customer wants. It's mostly purchasing policy or doing a claim, which we understand it needs to be do, right? And then when it comes to simple things, we automate it so that we can release more time for serious operations that people have to do with more thought.
And just with that statement, you have helped us understand how man and machine have a place constantly in this world. It was important to add it to the CX context of automation and AI as well. When it comes to leaders like yourself, specifically in the area of customer experience, in the area of digital, strategy is, you know, the biggest thing, more important than the here and now, what are we going to do next? What is a broader opportunity, Matya, that you see for CX and digital leaders here and now?
Yeah, I think everybody's talking about AI now, but it's not a hype that as much as we can see it anymore being applied everywhere. The broader potential is we are now entering the agentic age, AI, which is enabling a single platform like ours to develop agents to do many tasks for individual. And not just us, but we can also look for agents from other platforms and reconnect there, right? So What is the broader strategy here is to simplify the life for everyday user, not just in one aspect. I don't know, if you have a certain brand of a fridge, then you go to that brand. If you have a certain brand of a mobile phone, then you go to this other brand to talk about your problem. The ideal long-term strategy is to have a single conversational interface for a person, and then whatever that person asks, if there's a plethora of AI agents serving that request. So today you are talking about booking a hotel when you're traveling next week. Tomorrow you're talking about your medical checkup the day before your trip. The day after you're talking about purchasing the insurance for your trip 3 months from now on. And that can be all simplified to a simple conversational thread, right? That's the broader strategy here. It will take a while for all the organization to cross-integrate, make it all available. But, and I mentioned like those functional organizational patterns are also challenges sometimes at implementing that.
Right.
But that's the global world where we will be living in. So instead of us Googling, where can I do this? Where can I do that? We simply make a request through the chat and we serve it. We get it served, right? So we have more time. We take less time researching, finding information. And we have more actionable steps available at our fingertips.
Right.
Ultimately, having more time for ourselves and for other things.
Yeah.
In our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Other things in our lives. And that really brings me to a slightly out of syllabus question over here, Matija,
sure.
For you. What are the other things that Matija Kapic really engages in to keep himself alive to this world of consumerism, of customers, of experiences that we really have? What are your other interests and passions?
So personally, I do reading. I take a lot of travels. What I put into travels is the kind of like last minute plans. So I don't overthink or don't spend a lot of time so that there's like this amount of excitement. And I try to stay open mind to that. And also like I'm looking into life philosophies, trying to figure out, you know, what are the alternative viewpoints on our lives rather than, let's say, example, just chasing career or similar things, right? So sports is also one thing. So I usually try to connect sports and travel. That's like kind of focus what I'm doing, but also learning, especially in this world. As I said, AI and agentic AI will make more time for us to do other things. And we definitely have to learn because that's one of the opportunities that we have. If you take just chat agents, AI, it can help us understand more topics in a shorter time frame than we were able to do that before. So I would say focusing sports, travel, and learning would be key three points for me that I focus on.
Wonderful. All, I would imagine, essential for one to be able to lead a full life and also for one to be able to observe the way other people lead their lives. And that, I think, is very important to even gauge
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah, intend. But it's, I love the way it's all come together on this particular episode, Matija. And thank you so much for doing this for us. It's very important for...
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, listening to us to understand how challenges, indeed, customer challenges can be turned into conversations. And that's what you've done for us. Brilliant chatting with you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.